The focus on diversity, or lack of it, in our schools has centered largely on the students. But what about teachers? A recent analysis by the Detroit Free Press found that while student populations are getting more diverse, their teachers are still, by and large, white. And that's true even in districts serving mainly students of color. Well, let's discuss with Michigan Radio's education commentator and National Hall of Fame teacher Matinga Ragatz, who's with us via Skype. The Freep reports that Michigan student population is 18% African American, while only 6% of our public school teachers are Black. Why is there such a large gap?
Well, this is a factor that is just multifaceted. Historically, of course, you know, Brown versus Board, many of the white schools did not hire Black teachers. You know, so Black teachers found themselves dismissed or demoted, or they were forced to resign because they were not being hired in the mostly white schools during desegregation.
So we're talking 60 years ago.
And, for sure. Yeah. And we just have not recuperated from that. The Michigan schools are still highly segregated, like you said, and Black teachers are often in hard-to-staff schools, which often have still less resources and have more socioeconomic issues. And, you know, for example, in some of the schools in Michigan, teachers don't have prep hour. They don't have an hour to collaborate with their peers or grade papers. So it's a very difficult place to be.
And it sounds like there could certainly be easily burnout.
Oh, for sure. You know, we call it the Black teacher tax, right? So there is a tax on the fact that when you're the only Black teacher or one of the only Black teachers, you're often relegated to the disciplinarian, especially of Black students or Brown and Black students. And also you have to do a lot of, you're suddenly become the cultural expert on everything Black. So it's a really a stressful situation that often brings teachers to not come to the profession, but to leave. And Cynthia, let me just say, it's not like Black teachers are not getting into the profession. The problem is that they're not being retained.
Okay. But as far as getting into the teaching profession, are there unique barriers for Black college students who do want to get into teaching?
Very much so. The college experience is often written from a white female point of view. And sometimes I just had a conversation with a young Black new teacher from the Lansing School District who said, you know, it wasn't until the end of her senior year before she saw a Black professor or had experience with a Black professor. And of course, then when you're doing your student teaching, you're often placed in white schools as well.
More than half of Michigan school districts have no African-American teachers. Why does this matter?
Well, it matters. There are so many studies that show that when, and Cynthia, I'm going to speak from the Black perspective because I've never been Asian, I promise. So, you know, from a Black perspective, you know, there are so many studies that show that when Black students have Black teachers, they're more likely to be more successful academically, their discipline rates tend to be more balanced, and they're more likely to be put in the gifted and talented programs rather than in the special education programs.
Why is that the case?
Well, there's a lot of social norms, I think, that students of color have to adopt to, that sometimes these norms are confusing to young kids, and they're immediately misinterpreted, and they are then put in the discipline track rather than, let's say, in an honors society track. So while their white counterpart might be considered creative and groundbreaking or risk-taking, their Black counterpart might be thought as maybe defiant or violent.
Got it. Matinka, I want to play a clip from a conversation you had with teacher Chris Cadogan, who's a social studies teacher at Lansing Eastern High School in his sixth year of teaching, and he is one of just two Black teachers in the building. So here's what he had to say about what seeing a Black man teaching American history means to his white students.
They get to see two things. Mm-hmm. A, it matters who's telling the story. If the same people are telling the story, then we're going to get the same story. That's a problem. It problematizes that.
Right.
And the second thing, though, is this Black dude who is supposed to be rapping or who is supposed to be playing basketball, who's supposed to be 6'4", is 5'11", and he's wearing an anime costume.
So, Matinka, what is it like to be a teacher of color when you are one of the few in a school? I mean, what's your experience been?
Oh, my gosh. You know, this conversation with Chris was just so rich, and he just had so many things to say. And from my own personal experience, you know, there are some social messages that are very loud and clear when you're the only teacher of color or one of the only teachers of color. And so in my experience, I've had to moderate my opinion and my personality, my self-expression, and really be conscious of my ability to assimilate to the predominant culture. And there's this constant anxiety that people may be thinking, whoa, there goes the neighborhood, right? So however, being a teacher of color also has its positives. You know, I came up in mostly white schools, and so I was always a hyphenated student. So I was always the African-American, the African, the Black student. And being the Black teacher in a mostly white school for those Black students gives me a sense of place. It's an honor to be in a place where you can be that respite for the Black students in your care.
And also be someone present to the white students. Certainly that's what we heard from Chris.
For sure. And like he says, you know, it humanizes, you know, the character that you adopt as a Black teacher in a school that is mostly white, students see firsthand, they see that the Black teacher is a human person.
Not a stereotype.
Not a stereotype. And like Chris and I had these conversations about archetypes. And for him specifically, there is a Black male archetype that is hyper masculine, and when kids see him in his goofy costumes and in his intellectual self, it's an experience that they don't see, let's say, in the media.
All right, so we have a problem. Let's talk about solutions, and let's return to your conversation with Chris Cadogan from Lansing Eastern High School.
Teach for America actually does better than most districts
in
recruiting African Americans, namely because they recruit African Americans. They go out and say, we need Black teachers. They prioritize it. I don't know that districts spend money on that. And these are districts that you know, have 90% African-Americans.
So it seems Chris is challenging districts to invest in recruiting. What else needs to happen to get more teachers of color into Michigan classrooms?
You know, of course, you know, one of the conversations we had about with Chris was this idea of the teacher pay. And paying teachers is expensive. And I'm saying that in quotation marks. But changing the way that schools are run is not so expensive. And I think sometimes teachers of color lack the autonomy, lack the voice at the table, and they lack a place where they can express themselves. And so to me, it would be easier for schools to just kind of start thinking about how they can manage that so that they can attract more teachers of color. Also, they could start young teachers programs in their schools to just kind of give kids of color that taste of, hey, you know what, this is a profession. Maybe you don't get paid very much, but it's definitely fulfilling and you're really doing something for your community when you become a teacher.
Which actually leads me to ask you, just because you can speak as a Black teacher, what made you want to become a teacher?
Well, I was an accidental teacher. I just kind of came into the profession. I was going to law school. I was going to be this big international lawyer, and then walked into the classroom and decided, whoa, I'm really, really good at this. And, you know, Cynthia, I was not a very good student, but I knew I was a very good learner. And suddenly when I became a teacher, I realized, wow, I can create a world that I wish I would have grown up in when it came to my academic career. So that was what made me stay. And of course, now that I am a consultant working outside of the schools, I'm able to go back inside and continue to create that change. And for me, that's valuable because especially in the age of let's differentiate, let's think about the social construct that these kids are coming from. I am just so incredibly excited that I am in this position right now. I'm the right place at the right time.
Is there something in your experience that tells us what is missing when it comes to getting teachers of color in the classroom?
Yeah, you know, and once again, this social modulation that we have to make, and again, I am always hyper aware of my skin color when I walk into a school that is mostly white. And when I walk into a school that is not mostly white, that cape is taken off. So there's even though race is a social construct, Cynthia, I have more in common biologically with you than I do with a Black male. but it's a social construct. It is still, you know, as a country historically, we just have not yet moved away from that. But just like in the fashion world and in the film world, we see so many more different varieties of people. You can see how rich that environment has become and how much more interesting, at least from my vantage point, has, you know, going to the movies has become, or going into the makeup store, or going into the store to buy just a dress, and how much more variety there is for me. So the world fits better for me when I see people that look like me, you know, in positions of power.
Michigan Radio education contributor Matinga Ragatz on building diversity within the ranks of teachers in our state. Matinga, as always, thank you.
Thank you.